Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here today. Second show of the day here on Wednesday, March 20th. Fired up to get into this topic. Seen it brought up on Twitter a little bit. Should the Jaguars trade up for a top wide receiver in this 2024 draft class? We're going to get into it. Want to shout out Angelo, who said hello to me at the store today. Appreciate you for being a supporter of the channel. Appreciate everyone for being here. So we're going to look at the potential options for the Jaguars to trade up, how it could look trading up for a top pass catcher in this draft class. Fired up to get into it. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So looking at the Jaguars wide receiver position, after losing Calvin Ridley, could the Jaguars be desperate to find a true number one receiver in this 2024 NFL draft class for Trevor Lawrence? You know, maybe, maybe not. They still have Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Zay Jones. They brought in Gabe Davis. All have proven that they can be high-volume targets in an offense. Like, do you really need another pass-catching option? I think the answer is yes. I mean, you have four quality pass catchers. Kirk being a borderline elite slot player. Ingram being one of the top pass-catching tight ends in the league. Gabe Davis can be an impact vertical threat X receiver. And Jones is a viable third option at receiver for you, certainly. And you do have some younger guys behind them, you know, Parker Washington, Elijah Cooks, who have some promise. But you don't have an alpha. But what if the Jaguars are dead set on landing a true difference-making receiver in this class, and they are dead set on doing it in round one? Again, finding that true number one alpha target for Trevor Lawrence, young quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who the Jaguars are going to have to re-sign him sooner rather than later. And when his new deal hits in a couple years, they're not going to have as much cap space to play around with to pay all these receivers that they're currently paying. They're going to want to have one on a cheaper deal. And so that's why, you know, beyond just having the talent of an alpha receiver, you want the contract of a young number one wide receiver as well, the rookie deal, right? So looking at how the Jaguars could do this, how they could acquire a true alpha wide receiver, pull off a pre-draft trade potentially with a team like the Chargers. The Chargers have been very open with their willingness to trade back, and they want to kind of rebuild, retool what they have. Under Jim Harbaugh, you know, this new leadership, you could trade 17, 48, 116, and a 2025 second for the fifth overall pick. I think when you look at the trade value charts, the updated trade value charts, those kind of make sense. But that's a lot of draft capital. That's a first-round pick, middle of the first round, a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick. That's all in this draft class. And then again in 2025, another second-round pick for one player. But if you did trade up to number five, you would ensure that you land a Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Dunze, or Malik Nabers. More likely, Romo Dunze or Malik Nabers. Those three wide receivers, though, they are elite prospects. They are blue-chip prospects. I think MHJ is clearly the most complete of the three, but any of those three players would represent a massive shift in the talent on offense for the Jaguars, a massive shift in what Trevor Lawrence has to work with among his pass catchers. While the Jaguars could trade up, like I said, to five or so to ensure that they land one of those guys, they could also decide we want to play the waiting game and see if somebody drops, which is possible. You know, it's possible that neighbor's Orodunze slipped to like 9 or 10 or even later, it would surprise the hell out of me, because those players are just so, so talented. They are so good, and they're playing a premium position. Wide receiver has flat out become a premium position. Just look at how they're being paid across the league. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that Odunze or Neighbors did slip to like 10, 11, or 12. I think giving up 17 and 48 should be enough to move up into that range. And that's a much more reasonable price to pay, you know, just a first and a second round pick versus a whole haul of draft picks. But again, it's also not super likely that Odunze or Neighbors falls to that point. I think it's in fact highly unlikely that they fall to that point. So you're kind of playing a probably losing bet if you're trying to just wait on one of them to fall. I don't think that's going to happen. What if Brock Bowers falls into striking range? Like, I think that he's as much of a blue chip talent and potential difference maker and offensive engine as Odunze or Neighbors. I think that the Jaguars should consider that possibility as well. Even after paying Evan Engram and drafting Britton Strange, you know, the Jaguars can move on from Engram after 2024, and Britton Strange is certainly not stopping me from drafting Brock Bowers, who, again, I think is a blue chip talent and an elite prospect in this class, in any class.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But to be completely honest with you, I would rather wait and see what's available at 17 and potentially even in a trade down. Because while Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Neighbors, Rome Odunze, Brock Bowers are all top-level pass-catching talents, amazing prospects, players I have really zero question about their NFL profile, I do have three more legitimate first-round grades on pass catchers beyond those guys. And those next three guys, they are all outside wide receiver prospects, which is exactly what the Jaguars need. Adonai Mitchell just does everything well. He's an insane athlete with very good size, strong hands, separation ability, tremendous ball tracking, the ability to high point the football. Brian Thomas Jr. is another insane athlete with great size. While his usage was a little bit more limited at LSU, the route tree less advanced, less diverse, he has all the tools and explosive vertical speed and athleticism, leaping ability to be a weapon of the highest order in the NFL on the outside. Also have a true first round grade on Keon Coleman, the most physical receiver in this draft, who is a better route runner than given credit for, has awesome hands, great explosiveness. He's twitchy, he's big, he's strong, he's physical. You can get him the ball at all three levels and watch him work. He was done a disservice, in my opinion, in his usage at FSU. The timing and ball placement from Jordan Travis was not great. And then obviously had Jordan Travis' injury as well. He also played the backstretch of the season injured. Go watch him at Michigan State. Go watch him early at Florida State. He was dominant. I think that's the player you're getting, a guy who's still 20 years old. So would I rather give up a massive draft haul to go up to 5 and ensure that I get one of these blue chip players? Would I rather sit around and kind of wait till the, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 range to see if one of those guys falls? Or would I rather just take my chances on one of Brian Thomas Jr., Adonai Mitchell, or Keon Coleman? In the Jaguars' current situation, I'd rather take my chances with the latter. I really would. Whichever receiver you draft, they don't have to come in and be a high-volume threat from day one, right? You have weapons. You have Christian Kirk, who can be a 100-plus target guy. Same thing with Evan Ingram. I think Gabe Davis can flirt with that, and Zay Jones, when healthy, can also flirt with that. So whoever you draft can grow into a role throughout their rookie year and then try to become that alpha in year two. And again, I really do believe in Keon Coleman, Brian Thomas Jr., and Adonai Mitchell. You also haven't traded the farm to land any of those guys. There's less pressure on the prospect to produce immediately at a high level and less pressure on the coaching staff, right? Brian Thomas Jr., Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman are legit first-round talents with number one potential. I think they're fantastic consolation prizes for the top three. And in a normal draft class, like, you might have one of a Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Dunze, and Malik Nabers. It just happens to be that there's three guys that are blue chip players in this class at wide receiver. I could see one of these three that I'm talking about, BTJ, Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman, in a different draft class going much higher than the range we're talking about. So I think that that's the route that the Jaguars should take if they want to land a top-tier receiver in the first round, if they want to take their chances on trying to really bring in that alpha type of receiver for Trevor Lawrence. I think they should stand pat at 17 or even trade down and land one of those three guys, because while they might not be as sure of a thing as Romo Dunze, Marvin Harrison Jr., or Malik Nabers, there's still risk in trading up, giving up all those picks, whether it's trading up to the early teens, 11, 12, whatever, which then you're probably not even going to land one of those guys, or trading up to like 5 or so in that range to make sure you land one of those guys. There's risk in that because you're giving up a bunch of draft picks. Those are draft picks that you could use to kind of build out the rest of your roster, because the Jaguars are not a roster that doesn't have needs. So for me, I'd take my chances at 17 with Keon Coleman, Adonai Mitchell, or Brian Thomas Jr. I think all of them would be good swings for the Jaguars. Would love to know what you think about these potential draft scenarios for the Jaguars with wide receiver. Drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.